Right now, Pope Benedict is praying Vespers in St. Peter's Basilica for the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. He will also be reciting the Te Deum for the end of the year. Emer McCarthy has this report.
The Te Deum follows the outline of the Apostles' Creed with its declaration of faith. It is reserved for occasions of thanksgiving throughout the liturgical year, such as Easter and Christmas. But on New Year's Eve, it takes on a special meaning as faithful in Rome and across the world gather to give thanks for the blessings of the previous year.
Un altro anno sta per finire.
As is tradition in the end-of-year remarks to the Curia shortly before Christmas, Pope Benedict XVI looked back on the events of the last 12 months. To the surprise of many, what stood out as the highlight of 2007 for the Holy Father was his first papal voyage beyond the boundaries of Europe, to Brazil in May.
El Santuario Nacional de Nossa Senhora Aparecida.
Pope Benedict XVI indeed journeyed to Aparecida to open the 5th General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean. There he warned against secularism, the threats against the family, and the erosion of traditional Latin American values. His second foreign trip of 2007 brought him to Austria in September, where he prayed at the Marian Shrine of Marietzell with tens of thousands of pilgrims, urging them to remember that Christianity is more than a series of requirements and laws, that it is indeed a gift of friendship that lasts through life and death.
Pilgern heißt, eine Richtung haben auf ein Ziel zu.
Pope Benedict XVI's trips in Italy took him to Pavia, where he prayed at the tomb of St. Augustine, to Assisi in the footsteps of St. Francis, and to Naples for the opening of an international interreligious conference. In September, he also journeyed to the Marian Shrine of Loreto, where at a great mass, Pope Benedict urged over 500,000 young people to make the courageous decision to say yes to Christ, to protect life and creation before it is too late.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, cari giovani amici.
Environmental issues featured strongly in many of the papal messages and homilies this year. Indeed, the Vatican broke new ground by hosting its very own climate change conference this summer. Also in June, Pope Benedict issued a 55-page letter to the Catholics in China, encouraging closer cooperation between communities in that nation and inviting authorities to dialogue with the Holy See. In July, the Holy Father issued his second motu proprio of the year, relaxing restrictions on the use of the Missa promulgated by Blessed John the 23rd. While November saw the release of Pope Benedict XVI's second encyclical, Spe Salvi, Saved by Hope. In the encyclical, Pope Benedict writes, "No man is an island entire of itself. No one lives alone. No one sins alone. No one is saved alone. It is never too late to touch the heart of another, nor is it ever in vain." I'm Emer McCarthy.